Breaking Barriers, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. We're seeing more African-American collectors, but it's still unusual to see an African-American dealer. Still,
I've been doing this personally probably for about 15 years. My dad started 50 years ago.
Kevin Custis of New Jersey owns Stamp Men, which has booths at stamp collecting shows.
He used to tell me a long time ago we were pretty much the only ones out here. I guess it's just me now.
Custis says he hasn't really run into prejudice on the show circuit.
Most of the dealers and customers are pretty friendly.
Stamp Men doesn't just cater to African Americans, but to all stamp collectors.
I specialize in the world. I do some U.S. I do topics. I do pretty much everything.
Custis doesn't see many African-Americans in the hobby. What does he think it would take to bring more in?
I guess they would have to introduce it to them in the schools. I guess their parents would have to introduce it to them. I mean, we're having a hard time in general just getting more youths involved with stamp collecting.
Custis is a part-time dealer and a full-time physician. He personally collects African-American memorabilia, postcards, and documents. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.